Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half of your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and we are joined by...
By Alex, as always.
By Alex. Oh, you mean by, like... B-Y. I think it meant B-Y-E.
No, you're not that lucky.
So we opened up this episode with this song. One, because we saw Story of the Year not too long ago.
Twice.
And two, because we're doing an episode on near-death experiences.
Right.
So, until the day I die.
And I had a near-death experience when I found out that Story of the Year wasn't the headliner.
Yeah.
And that when we went to see them, they didn't play as many songs as I would like. Because I would like them to play, like, 40 songs every time.
45, maybe?
45, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But, I don't know. Felt like we do something kind of fun, I guess. Is this considered
sure.
fun?
I mean, I guess a lot of our experiences ended up being a fun story.
Well, because we survived.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. We thought we'd talk about times in our lives that it was a close call.
Right.
And we made it. And you know how they say cats have 9 lives?
Yes.
Well, I was tallying mine up. And I pretty much have 1 left.
I think it's time to start being careful.
Pretty much have 1 left. So the next one, I don't know. Let's. Yeah. Let's hope some of these... don't really qualify, and I miscalculated.
I almost feel like I know certain ones that you're going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be on the list, I think.
Well, ironically enough, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them you were there for.
Only 4, okay.
And 3 of them you were kind of involved, well, you were involved with.
Okay.
So 3 out of 8 you were involved with, and half of them you were... Therefore,
I think that's telling you something. Listen, I've been around a while, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but not half my life, right? Almost, maybe?
No.
Half your life?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Almost.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of makes sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got 8 on my list. And you and the listeners can decide if they're actually legitimate.
Right. Yeah. I feel like one of mine are like, whoa, that really could have been bad.
Okay.
And then another one's like kind of bad too.
Mm. But. How many would you say you have off the top of your head? And again, I'm sure there are others that we just haven't thought
Actually,
of.
Actually, there was one right before we started recording. I literally out loud was like, oh, I got another one.
Yeah.
So that I
could
think of right now too.
So I am sure there's others as well.
Like,
you still have a lot of lives left.
Of course. I'm a very careful person.
You have
person,
a lot of life to live.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm very cautious. Yeah. I'm very nervous with things.
Yeah.
You're the crazy one.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get into that.
Yeah.
So, well, were you going to say something?
I was going to say, does skydiving count?
So, that's on my list.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like a...
An asterisk.
Yeah, that's like a shady, like, could be...
It's like you're just asking for it kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it is like life-threatening, right, I guess?
It very well
could be. Yeah. One mishap, and there it goes.
I hope no one listening to this is going skydiving this weekend.
Well, I guess we should open up with that one then.
Yes.
That we're talking about it.
Sure.
But I did have one that I wanted to start with, though.
Okay, go.
So the day I got engaged was...
I said you're going to say the day you got married. I was close.
All right. So the day we went skydiving.
Right.
I guess this is kind of technically yes and no. It's one of those gray areas.
I think it's more for me. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay? Because you said for my 30th birthday, I want to go skydiving.
For mine.
Yours.
Yeah.
That's right. What you said.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
So for my 30th birthday, I want to go skydiving.
You wanted to go skydiving. Right.
Yeah.
So...
And actually, that was set from when I was like 12 years old.
Yes, you've always...
I was like, I'm going skydiving, and I feel like 30 is a good age.
Yeah.
So...
Because you like lived a lot of your life.
Yes.
Not a lot of your life, but like your 20s.
Yes,
I feel like
that's a
fun part of your life.
Exactly,
not a lot.
Right.
I mean, I would hope you have a long...
And I would think like at 30 is when like really adulthood, it's like, all right.
Like real life.
Like, yeah. Like the story, yes, song, real life.
Yeah.
Kicks in, and it's like, all right, well... Final thing before I have to be an adult.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
so,
that's
why it was set.
You wanted to do it. And I was like, I'm totally game for it. But if it wasn't for that, I probably would have never done it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't opposed to it. I was all for it. We've spoke about this on past episodes,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't nervous at all.
We actually did a skydiving episode.
We did.
So on our experience.
Go and find it.
What it was all about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could just search like skydiving.
Yeah. You can.
You could find it.
I could actually look up exactly when it was. So if you want to continue to talk, I'll search that.
Okay. Yeah. So I think because I was not forced into it because I was actually the one who planned it. Mm-hmm. If anything, I forced two of your friends to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's more for me because I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for you. But
right.
I'm actually thankful that I did it because
yeah.
it was one of the best experiences I've ever done. I won't do it now.
No.
I definitely won't do it again.
What if the girls want to do it for like
birthday? Oh my goodness. For the 30th?
Like the 10th birthday.
Yeah, right.
Okay. No. Yeah. For the 30th.
Well, we did it. I would just be like, do your research like we did. I researched and I was like, I don't want any deaths in the place I'm going to. I don't want any injuries. I mean, there was one injury, but it wasn't anything serious.
No, yeah. And it was like one of those guys in training.
Yes. So it wasn't even the tandem people. Mm-hmm. So.
And the episode we did, our skydiving experience, was from February 4th, 2022.
Yes.
So you can go back into our archive and go check that out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing I do remember about that was we got there and it was like the end of the day. We were the last group out.
Yeah.
And it was actually a group who went up before us in the plane and they were training.
Yes.
And one of the trainees to train cut one of his parachutes.
Right. And all we saw was just a parachute falling.
Falling. Yeah. And we didn't know they were training until we were like, what was that?
We're like ready to go. We're waiting for the plane to be set to go into it. And we're like, what is that? And like, no. And we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
at least they told us it was trainees. Right. Who knows?
I mean, I'm sure we would have saw something else fall first if that was the case.
Yeah. But that's part of the training of like, cutting the parachute and stuff. So So I think that kind of gray area ish qualifies.
I feel
as
like
in
it depends on who you talk
death
to.
Experience.
How
yeah.
about that? Adrenaline junkies would be like, that's nothing. That's
if
amateur.
You speak to my mom,
so we didn't tell any of our parents until after we got the DVD of it.
Yep.
And we literally went, I think, to your parents first.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put it in and had them watch it. And your mom's sitting there. We actually have a video of her somewhere.
Yeah. I was like, Ma, sit down. I want to show you what we did for my birthday.
Yeah.
And we
she
just
was like,
popped the DVD in.
And she goes, no, you didn't do this. Oh, you just want to die. You want to die. You do. The two of you. You want to die.
Yeah. So that was funny.
And then for like 3 months after that, anytime we'd leave the house, she'd be like, don't go jumping out of a plane again.
she was so afraid
we were going to do something crazy like that.
Yeah. So, all right. I think that's like, again, yes and no, depending, like you said, who you speak to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Do you want... Now, that was... Now, I got to kind of switch things up because that was number three on my list.
Oh, sorry.
Of things.
Well, you have a lot more than me, so you can go ahead.
All right. So, should I do one that involved you or didn't involve
Whatever.
You?
Whatever.
All right, let's do one that did involve you as well.
Because there's more of those.
And this is kind of a funny story as well.
Okay.
All right? So this is a funny one, I think. Now it is.
Right.
I guess they're all kind of funny now. Maybe.
Well, no, I feel like...
No, maybe they're not.
I feel like mine from when I was younger is not funny.
Okay. So if you remember, and you remember... I want to see how long it takes you to remember this.
Okay.
So we went to the first Brooklyn Nets game.
I instantly knew what it was before you even started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew, and you were like, it's a funny story now. I'm like, okay, I know what this is.
Yeah, at Barclays Center.
Yes.
In Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And it was their first home game. We're like, oh, let's go, because it's brand new, and just right. whatever, you know, you want to yeah, be part not? Of, like, history of, oh. Yeah,
we were at the first
breaking City ground. Field game. Yes, first City Field game, and we were like, ah, you know, we.
I'm going to be honest, though.
Yeah.
Didn't remember it was the first net game.
Oh, really?
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've been there a few times, once mm-hmm. for wrestling, and then we saw Kobe Bryant play there.
We did. Yeah. And we, like, snuck down
yes.
as close as we could get.
Yes,
which was, like, sure. what, like 10 rows from him.
Yeah, we were really close. And we snuck down, we saw Justin Bieber there, too.
We did.
All right, so we go there, right? I drive to Barclays Center, mm-hmm. but we found a spot on the street. And this was the one and only time that I ever remember this happening, ever.
And you had this truck forever.
Yes.
Not forever, but for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, and I remember the sound of it too. And I was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know, it must have been nothing. So I was getting out of my truck. I was driving, parked, getting out of driver's seat, and I heard like a
pop.
Yeah, like a pop. And I was like, what the hell was that? And I'm looking, I'm like, it's nothing. So my shorts, I guess, and again, it's never happened before, never happened right. since, got stuck on like the lever of the hood.
Yeah,
of the car
to open up the hood.
Yeah, to open up the hood. When I got out, my shorts, I guess the pocket got caught on the lever.
And now we did not know this.
No, because I'm looking around like, I don't know what this is. You know, I didn't realize that's what it was.
Right.
So whatever, we go to the game, watch the game, whole thing, go back to the car. After the game, pouring rain.
Yes.
Pouring, like yeah. torrential downpour.
Yes.
So windshield wipers are going like full blast. Lights are on. It's like 11:30 at night now.
Yeah.
Driving on a BQE. And even though it's pouring raining and you don't want to like drive fast, you're still
it's
in a BQE.
BQE. So you're going.
Yeah, you have to keep up with traffic.
Right. You know, you're not going 20.
No. So I'd say I was going like between 45, maybe 50, yeah. but probably like 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, 45, 50.
In the left lane.
In the left lane.
Yeah.
Driving BQE. Windshield wipe is going. So if you guys have ever seen the movie
Tommy Boy,
we lived that.
Literally lived
real life.
I'm so glad that we were together for this.
Yes.
Because if it was just one person, it would be like
not believable.
Yeah. Like, how would anybody believe it? And it was actually somebody else with us, and yeah. they thought you hit a person.
Yeah.
So. I don't know what person would be walking on the BQE, but
yeah. So DJ Khalil was in the back seat,
right
in the middle
he
seat,
was taking out his contacts for whatever reason in the car.
Yeah. And next thing you know, all you hear is boom.
Yeah.
And the hood of the car smacked, slammed against the windshield. It actually cracked my windshield.
It did up top.
Yeah. It was a crack in the windshield.
And it.
The hood popped up.
And it like, I remember it like bent pieces.
Yes.
And I remember like weeks later, your mom saw that. And she's like, what happened to this? And you're like, someone must have messed with it. I don't know.
Yeah. So the hood popped up and slams into the windshield.
Okay.
Cracks it.
So. This is why it's a near-death experience, because if anyone but you was driving, this would have been really bad.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how. Listen, I don't give Greg credit often, at least not on the podcast, where other people can hear, but he literally, like, acted like this happens to him all the time. We're driving, it happens. We're all like, oh, crap. Mm. And you, like, lowered your head, so you were able to see out of, like, the crack. Like the bottom where like the hood kind of comes off the car,
mm-hmm.
sort of. There was like a little crack we were able to see through the window. So you're looking through that. You like lower your head, look through that. You put on the, like without hesitation, you put on the hazards. And then you just come to a slow, like you didn't jam on your brakes, nothing.
I literally just lifted my foot off the gas.
And you just slowly came to, which is so scary though, because like what if the car in front of, but I guess you were able to see because you lowered your head.
Yeah.
And then, and I remember people honking their horn like crazy drive by. And I'm like, do you see what's happening?
Yeah. Literally out of nowhere, the hood pops
and
up
I remember
and slams
you,
up.
You get out, you shut the hood, and you like really pushed it down to make sure. You get back at the car and you go, oh, I guess that was the noise. Like not right away, but
right.
a little bit after you were like, I think I remember hearing that happen.
Yeah. And then I don't know, then we just drove home like craziness.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
It's insane. Like, yeah. I almost wish we were listening to the song that they listened to in Tommy Boy.
I know. Yeah.
Isn't it, Don't You Remember? You
that's funny.
That's uh-huh. I'm pretty sure that's the song.
Right.
Sorry for my lovely singing.
Oh, that was you. I thought that was the like right? actual album.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that could have been really bad. Like, I feel like a lot of people would have like swerved or like hit the wall, the divider, mm-hmm.
or like slammed on the brakes and stopped and short
from behind. And, yep. Yeah, it could have been really bad.
So that was definitely a for sure near death experience. That yeah. was actually legitimate.
Yeah.
And then we got home that night and watched a Tommy Boy clip. On YouTube.
Like 1,000 times.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that was actually what happened to us.
And like we work, it's funny because I was like, oh my God. And then Joe's in the back and he is screaming. He legit thought you hit a person.
Yeah. It sounded like it. And I guess kind of, I don't know, I never hit somebody before, but I guess that's what it would have felt like to like hit the windshield.
Right.
With the hood. But yeah, craziness.
Right.
I don't know. That was nuts.
Yeah. That's something where it's like, now it's like, what's pretty funny that we yeah. heard something like that.
And like I said, I'm glad like I wasn't by myself because it's not believable.
It's one of those things people are like, oh,
yeah.
But at least we have each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That reminded me of, I guess this would have been another one on the list when we were driving home from Atlantic City.
No, that actually to me is higher on the list.
Really? Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was craziness.
Because that was like, you were, so with the hood, you were in control of that. So there was one time we were driving back from Atlantic City years ago, and for whatever reason, it was obviously in the winter, there was like some crazy ice snowstorm.
Yeah.
And the parkway was I'm not even kidding when I tell you, a sheet of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be driving, and out of nowhere, you would just see cars next to you spinning out.
Yes.
And when I tell you going like 5-10 miles an hour.
Oh my
like
goodness,
not
yeah.
even going fast.
Yes.
Literally just spinning out.
Into dividers.
Hitting each other.
Yeah.
Hitting, going down to
like divots.
The,
like,
yeah, like what, in between, there's like the big thing of grass and it's like a big hill that goes down.
Yeah.
They were going into the trees. So many cars were smashing into each other. I swear I remember someone spinning out and I looked them dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things like, I don't know how we didn't. I remember there were a couple times where like you felt the car move. But you went with it. I feel like a lot of people yes, go with that. Yes. You know, they go the other way.
And it's like, oh, in bad storms, like, okay, just pull over until...
You couldn't.
No, because cars are spinning out and losing control all over the place.
I'll never forget this either. There was an ambulance that spun out and was down in the trenches.
Yeah, of a hill.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. And then I remember it was like for over an hour driving from Atlantic City back to Staten Island.
It took us triple the time because we were going so slow.
And then when we got maybe like 20 minutes from Staten Island, there was
got to 440 and it was, we were literally, the fear on our face, you would have thought that someone was in our car trying to murder us. Like it was, we were so, like so afraid. And then people coming by us and they're flipping us off and beeping and this and
yeah, because like, over by like the end of New Jersey, beginning of Staten Island, there was no rain, no snow, nothing.
Nothing.
It was just dry, regular streets. And we're driving like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, and people like,
and these cars are going like 70. Like, get out of the way. Why are you driving so slow?
Yeah, and we're like, is it safe now? And then we're like, did that actually happen?
I wish we would have recorded that.
Do you remember that? I know. I feel like it was so long ago that it wasn't smartphones.
Mm, yes. It was definitely like not. So we would have recorded it. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
But although we probably had some kind of camera, but I wasn't thinking that. Mm. I was so scared. But I remember the next day you said there was an article that there was like a 35 car like pile up because of it.
It was crazy. It was the worst conditions I've ever driven in.
Yeah, like now ever. In the winter, I'm like, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not going on a parkway. And you know what it is at the parkway too? Like it's so dark.
Yes.
And not that lights would do anything, but it's just that makes it even worse. Cause like,
right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times also like when it's bad snowstorm, you kind of just follow the car in front of you of their tire tracks. But this you couldn't because there were tire tracks all over the street.
My God. It was so crazy. That was so insane.
Yep. So I don't know. We somehow survived that.
I just remember just cars would be driving like us, 5 miles an hour, like not going fast. And they must have hit some crazy patch of ice. It wasn't even black ice because you saw it was ice. It was like a thick layer of ice, and then the car would just like swerve and then just spin and ends up in the grass. It was crazy.
Yeah. And some way somehow again it's like we couldn't even really tell people what we experienced because it's hard to believe.
But it's crazy too because Staten Island there was nothing, so everyone's like, what are you talking about? It didn't snow.
It was almost like the scene of like War of the Worlds. Was that the movie with Tom Cruise.
I never watched that movie because I used to be petrified. Really? The world. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was it was actually filmed in Staten Island with Korean veterans. Yeah, and that's what it kind of reminded me of.
Yeah.
Of just, I don't know, cars just.
It was chaos.
Yeah.
And it was almost like everything just, like, I see what you mean, though. I kind of think I know, like, where the cars are going and then they just stop, like, working. Like, that's what it kind of looked like. Like, the cars just, the person in the car just stopped working.
But, yeah, that was the worst weather I've ever driven in.
Yeah.
I do have two other car stories. I don't know if we should get back to them.
You're not very safe in the car, huh?
Well, I mean, no. Actually, I'm very safe in the car.
Yeah, you are. Actually, you survived it.
That's why we've survived.
Weird, strange. Yeah.
With the hood, I was safe. With this driving, I was safe. Mm.
Okay, well, I'll say one of mine.
Okay, go for it.
So, it's very quick. It's not a long story at all. So, although it's me, so it probably is going to be a long story. When I was a kid, I lived, obviously, in Staten Island, but I had, right around the corner from me was, like, my friend growing up, and we'd all kind of hang out by her house, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all playing, and just like you hear in, like, movies or the news, or, like, mom tells you, don't run out into the street. Well, we were playing with a ball. We would play, like, stoop ball. You throw it at the steps.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that. The ball went on the street. I, like an idiot, ran to get it, and without looking. And a car came, and I remember just seeing, I turned to my left, and I just saw headlights. When I tell you, the car stopped so close to me that I almost felt it. Like, it was that close. And as a kid, to me, I was like, oh my God, the car was going so fast.
They probably were.
I know, they probably were. But it was scary. I remember just, and I froze too. I didn't even try to get out of the way. You just get so like, oh, like you don't know what to do.
Right.
I had to be like, I don't know, maybe like 11 or 12. But I remember afterwards just like being like, my heart was like racing. And I was like, whoa, I could have just died.
Mm. I mean, yeah, it's definitely serious.
And as a kid too, I was like a freaking stick. So yeah. I would have gotten snapped in half.
It was, you know, Olsen got hit by a car?
Did he?
Yeah, on his bike, his bicycle.
No, didn't he hit a car?
That too.
Oh.
That too,
I knew he like.
Yeah, once he drove his bike
he
right
like
into a car.
And then like went right into it,
yeah. The time he got hit by a car, right?
I didn't know that. That makes a lot of sense. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
I gotta ask him about that.
Yeah. Ask him about it. Should we call him right now?
We should call him right now.
We're gonna call him right now.
That's crazy. How did I never know that?
Yeah.
Look at that. I never knew there was something I didn't know about.
We're calling him right now.
We're calling Olsen. Let's see.
Let's see. It's ringing. It's
11 o'clock at night.
It's 11. I hope it's 11:04 p.m.
He has a baby, like a 2-month-old baby.
Let's see if he answers his phone. And now it's your phone calling him. So let's see if he answers from your name.
Oh my God. I hope he's working at least.
Let's see.
I hope he didn't get hit by another car.
Oh boy.
When I see him.
All right. Let's see if he calls back while we're recording.
That's crazy though. I didn't know that. How old is he?
I've had to probably like maybe 11, 12.
He would get hit by a car.
Yeah. If I had to guess a
I guess
number
that's
to
the
that?
Age to just be unsafe.
Maybe 10, yeah, something around that. Yeah.
On your block?
It was like around like Armstrong-ish. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Womp. I was hoping you'd answer that. But yeah. So
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. No wonder he never got into a car until he was like 30.
Yeah. But yeah, but then one time so coming down the hill, he drove his bike right into a car and dented it.
Yeah. So you have crazy stories with cars. He has crazy stories with bikes.
Yes.
Remember the chain just fell off and he flew.
Yeah,
forward.
He got hurt on that
and
one.
He skinned both of his palms. Yeah. And then you called him a wussy for not wanting to play.
Yeah, come on, he missed softball. Come on.
No, he played and you yelled at him just for complaining about it.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I remember him playing
it. Oh, yes, he did. He like taped it up. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You're like, are you kidding me?
That's funny.
And he's a catcher.
You're right.
So he gets, it's not like, maybe you won't get that many balls. It's you. No, he catches every single ball.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's all crazy. Right. So should we stick with the car theme or should we move on and come back to the car theme?
It's so weird that cars are like in every single one so far, except skydiving.
Yeah. And that had a plane. So it's another means of transportation.
Automobiles are very dangerous.
So what do you think? Car or no car? You decide.
No car.
No car.
Because I'm curious.
Okay.
I actually have one with no car.
All right. Do you want to go? Or?
No, you could go.
Okay. All right. So this one.
That better not be mine.
No, definitely not. All right. So this one is probably yours, but no. let me see. All right. We'll do this one.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people have very similar stories to this.
Okay.
But this one actually, like, messed me up bad. And it was a game of pool basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And you weren't there
for
that.
This was before me.
Yes, this was before you. Yes. And we were playing 2-on-2 pool, like, swimming pool.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Please, all the things that you and your friends competed with got intense.
Yeah. And it was full contact, no rules, anything goes podcast with Craig and Alex.
Yeah. And that was everything you guys did, though.
Yeah. We did win the game, but we were all getting picked up and thrown and slammed.
Oh, my God.
And I got slammed right, like, temple.
Into the edge of the pool.
At the edge of the pool, like the...
aluminum.
Yeah. And for about 3 minutes... I was standing in a pool and did not know I was in a pool.
That's called a serious concussion.
Yeah, it was bad. I have pictures. I'm going to find pictures of it.
It's like a lightning bolt. I remember
seeing pictures. I literally have like a Harry Potter like scar.
No. It was not that small. It's a bruise color and it's literally down the side of your face, just like a lightning. Because if you think about the way a pool looks, it kind of has the angle of like the corner. But that's probably what it was.
It was bad. I mean, I did finish the game and we did win.
Shut up.
Yes.
That wasn't the end of the game?
No. The end of the game was when we scored the winning point.
Wait, so you remember winning though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Did I score the winning basket? I don't remember, but I remember we won. Mm. But it was bad. It was like legitimately, it was
did
like
you go to
3 minutes.
Hospital for that
no.
That's probably why you get migraines.
Yeah,
you
know that, right? I mean, it could potentially have something very much to do with that. And legitimately, I was in the pool standing there for 3 minutes and I did not know I was in the
pool. Were they just staring
at
you like?
I don't know. I don't know if they were like, I don't know. But I think they were like calling
Olsen
my name.
Was there?
Yeah.
That's another question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was there for a lot of these.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that was bad. And I know a lot of people have incidents in the pool like that, but that was like seriously bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was one of the times where I was, like, actually nervous going to sleep that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really was. And I don't know. It was...
Yeah, I wouldn't have...
It was rough. And, yeah, it was bleeding also at one point. Oh, and then, God. Yeah, it was bad. That aluminum siding of the pool,
you
kept
playing? You guys are so stupid.
I mean, come on. What? I'm gonna say game over? I quit? No. Finish the game.
Oh, just, you know, pass out. And...
Finish the game. Do you want to know another story Olsen was there for?
Sure.
That was in his house. And again, this is something that I probably shouldn't have survived.
I think I know this.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll say this on here, though.
Yeah. And it's not my proudest moment.
Yeah. I'm very surprised you're mentioning this because this is so long ago.
Yes.
And
it's not.
So not go.
But listen,
I thought this and I was like, well, I'm not going to say it because I don't know.
Haven't had any alcohol or anything in how long now?
I'd say at least like 10 years.
Yeah, I'd say.
And not for any reason, just he gets bad migraines and it would kill him every single morning after. So he's like, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, bad migraine mixed with a hangover is not.
If you have ever hung out with Greg, like not drinking, just hung out with Greg, you know that he does not need alcohol or anything to be a nut job or have fun. So. Yeah.
But this may have maybe a little part played into over the years why I'm like, yeah, I'm over drinking.
Well, then I guess it's a good thing.
I mean, this wasn't the reason, final straw, but it was, you know, thinking back, it wasn't something I was proud of. But I drank a bottle of Jägermeister in 10 minutes, a whole bottle.
First of all, yes.
Yeah, I don't even like talking about this, to be honest, but it's for the podcast. And
yeah, literally haven't spoken about it. Anytime I'll bring it, you'll be like, stop.
Yeah, and I literally poured the bottle of Jäger. Right, within 10 minutes, it was the Jäger challenge.
That was like your favorite.
Back in the day when I was able to drink, I would just, like people would buy, oh, let's get a 6-pack. People would buy 40s. I would just buy a bottle of Jäger. And I would just...
I mean, I guess that's easier.
Throughout the night, I would just sip on it and I loved the way it tastes.
So gross.
I loved it.
It's black
licorice. Ice cold. And yeah, it had to be ice cold. And I would just, throughout the night, pretty much finish the bottle, but never within 10 minutes.
That's was literally extreme. How did you not get your stomach pumped?
I definitely should have, for sure. And I poured it into 3 cups, like 3 like drink whatever, regular cups.
So did you, but I don't know, like you drank it and then did everybody just watch and wait? Is that like kind of what was going on?
I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask Olsen because again, he was there for that.
Something we're gonna have to have him on.
I can't answer that question.
Questions about all this.
So you were there for half of them and he was pretty much there for the other half.
He was, he was your girl before I was.
I guess he was my first love.
Yes, I think that's true. You guys are day one-ish.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. And it was his brother's birthday.
I knew it was someone's birthday. I wasn't sure if it was.
And I know at one point, from what I was told, I was the one that tried to blow out the birthday candles.
That's hysterical.
Instead of his brother.
You super kicked someone.
I did super kick someone.
I'll tell you, though.
It.
Listen, I'm not for someone doing this because it's stupid and you could poison yourself.
No.
But it was funny to watch.
No. I'm definitely not proud of it.
No. I wouldn't be if it was me. Yeah. But it was funny. There was at one point, so this is how long ago it was. At one point, you were like, just whatever. Obviously, you drank a whole bottle of Jaeger, so you could imagine. But then out of nowhere, you, what?
It was a Jaeger challenge. Ten minutes. And I poured into three cups, and I took each cup like a shot.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So instead of a shot glass, it was a cup.
Just in general, honestly, if I took a shot of Jaeger, I would probably gag.
Mm.
But that's just me. But anyway, out of nowhere, you're just laying there, and you just, clear as day, just say your MySpace. You're like, www.myspace.com/blah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so it was during the MySpace days.
Yes, so it was that long ago.
And I remember they came to check up and follow up with me the next day. It was like 4:30 p.m. and I was still in bed. And I'm like, just please leave me alone. Get out.
How did you, so you went home. Like, what? I would love to know what your mom said.
I don't know. But I remember it was like 4:30 p.m. and they came, a couple friends came to check on me. And I'm like, just please leave me alone right now. I don't want to talk to anybody ever again. Yeah.
Why'd you make me do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's funny, actually. Like, when I met you, you were 24. And, like, you never, from when I known you, maybe it was because of that, but you never were, like, a big drinker. You would be, like, if we went to AC, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll have a beer or this or that or whatever. But you were never, like, crazy. Maybe you did all the crazy before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I never really loved to drink, so.
Yeah.
Gave it up, and I'm definitely good with that life decision.
Yes. You know what it is, too? For me, because I don't really, I'll drink if we go to, like, weddings and stuff. Every once in a while, maybe I'll occasionally, but I actually get bad headaches.
Right.
So it's been bothering me, so I don't even bother because I'm like, now with kids, I can't afford to have a headache.
No way.
I can't afford to be hungover or tired, more no tired chance. Than I am on a daily basis. It's just not worth it to me.
All right. So, yeah, that's the Jaeger Challenge story.
Yeah, I can't believe you mentioned that.
Listen, for the podcast.
I'm very surprised. I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, Greg did that?
Well, you know, we were all young and stupid at one point in our lives.
Oh, my sister can attest to this one. I thought I could go shot for shot with, I think it was Everclear, which was supposed to be like, at the time, it was like, which it might still be, I don't know. It was like, I don't know, very strong.
Okay.
And I thought I could go with like one of my guy friends. I was going like, oh, I could drink more than you, like an idiot. I literally was like 100 pounds. And I don't remember, but I called my sister crying, telling her to come pick me up because like this room was spinning.
Good for you.
And her and Donna came and got me.
Good for you.
And you did it too. You did the Jaeger thing. So everyone has stupid moments, like you said. And I was probably way younger than you were. So, but yeah. And then I never did that again.
All right. You go, I go. How are we doing this? Next on the list.
I guess I could go.
All right, go for it.
So it was one of the early days of Citi Field.
Yes.
And we...
it was the first...
First game.
The first game at Citi Field.
Because it's funny because I feel like I remember it being like...
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had the first game at Barclay Center story. First game at Citi Field story.
Maybe we shouldn't go to first games anymore. So we're at the first game and I'm there and we're sitting in the seats and we're actually like a lower level, which we never sit lower level, but we were like the 100 level and we're sitting there and we're watching the game, whatever. And I put my head, which is funny because I never really do this either. No, I guess we were just dating, but I put my head on your shoulder and I'm there for like a good minute or so. And then I lift my head up. When I tell you, not even a second after I lifted my head up, a guy hit a foul ball, line drive.
Yep.
Straight where my head was past you. Like, it almost hit you, too.
And this was days before the nets.
Yes.
Over the dugouts and stuff.
And this is why they have nets. Now, if my head was still on your shoulder, my whole face would have been destroyed.
Yeah.
I might have died.
Yeah. No, legitimately.
Like,
it
had to be like 100 miles an hour coming at my face.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Off the bat, line drive.
They also didn't have exit velocity then, so I don't know that either.
No, that ball was smoked.
Yeah.
It was hit hard.
Being like, sitting there and being like, I don't want to sit here anymore. Like, I was, and since then, which is the first game I was ever at, like Major League Baseball, I was like, I never wanted to sit down
right
again.
It's dangerous. And it is. Legitimately, I remember that you were like right there seconds before the ball was hit.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
And if you ever want to speak to somebody who did get hit with a line drive ball, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
At the home run derby, he took a ball off his face during batting practice.
He did, and he stayed the whole time, right?
Yeah, but he stayed there with a bag of ice on his face.
Oh, goodness. That kid does not have good luck.
No.
Or didn't. I don't know.
Although, I don't know if it was more... It was hit hard, but it wasn't like... You know what it was? It wasn't as close as we were sitting.
Right.
We were down by like... It was like right field-ish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, we were like dugout.
Yes, we were like right over the dugout. And that ball was crushed.
I literally, it's crazy.
And yeah, legitimately, you could have, like, it would have been a life-altering hit.
Yes.
Yes.
Like my whole face.
If not, it could have killed you. Like,
yeah,
definitely.
It would have been dead center of my face.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and people have died from that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Actually, on the challenge, the girl Olivia, the golf ball came back and hit her
right
in the face.
Yep. Yeah, and they said she was lucky of where it hit her.
Yeah, if it went, I think it was like an inch over, or not even an inch, half an inch over, and it hit her like in the eye, she would have died because it would have like hit, whatever. Oh my God.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And that brings me to one of my stories.
I know exactly. It's funny, I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Yeah, so I would think a lot of you all know, I play softball for 20 years now.
Can I just say
week?
Real quick, today was one of those days, and I'm like a big softball. I'm like there. People call me like the manager because I'm there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the game very well. Today was one of those days. I was like, are you really still on the phone about softball?
We got playoffs Sunday.
Dude, no. You've had playoffs on Sunday for years. Today, I'm like, what craziness is going on? Because anytime I saw you, which we live in the same house, was a different person that you were talking to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, someone backing it. No, it was just softball talk and who's playing where and who's backing out and who's...
So today I spoke to...
A lot of people.
One, two...
I heard Olson, I heard Sal, I heard Vince.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Anthony at some point was
Anthony.
Spoken to. Oh, and then you spoke to...
I spoke to seven different people on the team about softball today.
I mean, you might as well just call all the
seven
other ones.
Different people. Should I call them now?
Call Bruno right now.
You want me to call Bruno?
No, don't do that.
Call Bruno?
No.
I spoke to seven different people at seven different times.
No, no.
That's awful.
It was more than seven times. You spoke to seven different people.
Yeah, but multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
And then I ran to the store to get milk and I call you to ask something.
I'm like, yeah, come on. I'm on a towel right now.
You're like, I'm on
the
towel. I'm on the other line. I'm like, oh, okay.
And then you get home, still on the phone with them.
Yeah, still on the phone. I'm like, you guys are always on the phone.
Yeah. Don't be jealous.
I'm not. You leave me alone for a little bit. Sometimes I get in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. But speaking of my softball story.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I've been playing for 20 years, running a team, Wackos, championship team, several.
Yeah.
And we start playoffs this Sunday, but I used to pitch back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And he pitched well.
I did. I was definitely reaching like level of pitching.
I wonder where you'd be now if you this didn't happen.
That teams, there have been teams that face me like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
At times, they have.
You had a backspin.
Yes.
That's what killed
it. I had a backspin. Mm-hmm. It was like a change-up backspin that would throw people off and it would pop it up. And I was pitching. And Anthony was like, hey, do you want to pitch for my Jersey team tonight? You know, we need a guy. Do you want to pitch? And I'm like, sure, why not? You know, I'll do it.
Right.
And it was a night game. And I've never pitched night games before.
Yeah, under the lights and stuff.
Yes, so it's under the lights. Totally different story. And when I pitched at night under the lights, I just couldn't pick up the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the bat.
It's just a different look.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't see it. I would pitch it. They would hit it. And I just couldn't see it off the bat. I don't know what it was. If it was the night, if it was the lights, I don't know. I just couldn't see the ball.
If you're tired, who knows?
Yeah, maybe that. It was a night game and I worked all day and whatever it was. And was it the second inning, I believe? Second inning.
And it's funny, too, because you were like, I don't know. I think you might have been, like, exhausted from the week or whatever. Mm. And I'm pretty sure you were like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm really not feeling playing. Like, I don't know. But then you did anyway because you wanted to help your friend out.
Right. And Sal was in left field. Mm-hmm. And I pitch a ball. And maybe, I don't know, half a second later, I just feel the ball right off my face.
Yes.
Line drive right back at me. Didn't see it coming. Didn't even react, move, nothing.
No.
Didn't put a glove up. Right to my face.
Yeah. Boom. Right side of your face. Like your eye almost. Like,
yeah.
Like
it was the corner of my eye. Yeah, it was the corner of my eye.
Thank goodness, though.
Pot temple, pot eye.
When you would pitch. So you would throw the ball. And after you throw it, you'd always kind of like sidestep off the mound.
Mm.
Thank God you would do that sidestep. Because if you... But it wasn't far. It was like one step. And you'd kind of have like a turned face. You'd be like angled almost.
Mm.
If you didn't do that, though, you would have got hit dead center of your face.
Oh, my goodness. And who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, it freaks me out. I remember. And then I remember you came off the field. Okay. So initially, you didn't drop to the floor. Nothing. It sounded like a ball got hit back to you and you caught it. That's what it sounded like.
Sal was in left field. Mm-hmm. And Sal was like, yo, did you hit that with your glove?
No, it was my face.
I was like, no, I didn't even see the ball coming.
Yeah.
He's like, I heard the ball slam off something and I thought you got your glove up.
Nope.
It's like, Sal, I didn't even put my glove up. I didn't see the ball coming.
You went, so his initial reaction didn't fall, didn't even like stumble. I think you might have like grabbed your face and you went, nope, nope. You threw your glove down. You took your jersey off. You're like, nope, done, nope. And you just walked off.
And I never stepped foot on a mound again.
Yes. And you sat down and you're like, all right, well, should I go play? And I'm like, no, you should go to the goddamn hospital because you might have a concussion. See, and that's why I should have been around with the pool thing.
Which I did.
Which I made you. You didn't want to. But I made you go to the emergency room. They did test. You were fine. They just said, just watch for any, like, you know, vomiting and all that kind of stuff. But you were fine. It was okay.
But I did have a straight headache for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Bad.
I mean, you're...
Yeah.
Definitely. And then I remember your whole eye was bloodshot.
Yep. Yep. Do you remember when I got out of the hospital, what the plan was?
Yes. After you got to the hospital, we went back to the field to see if they won.
No, because I wanted to take an at bat.
Yes, you did.
But the game was over.
Yeah,
the game I'm was, like, we need to go there. Ended, yeah. Yes, I need to get an at bat in this game.
Yeah,
and the game just ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then do you remember what we did the very next day?
Oh, I do.
The very next day.
So now imagine getting a line drive shot right to your face. What better thing to do the next day in 90 degree heat than go to the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
I never again want to go
actually,
there.
Actually, hold on. That's a lie. It was 2 days later.
Okay.
Because the next day...
Oh, God.
I remember...
You had work.
I had work.
And you had a meeting.
I had a meeting with my boss.
That's right. I remember that.
The very next morning.
I remember that.
And then the following day, we went to Statue of Liberty.
And she was like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah. She's like, what happened? Because my eye was all bloodshot.
You had like a black eye. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I told her. I was like, oh, I played softball. I got hit in the face with a long drive when I was pitching. Yeah. And the next day we went to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it was miserable.
And we had tickets to go up into the crown.
No, listen. I know you got hit, but I even never wanted to do that. That was terrible.
And no, it was bad because it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And with a concussion, I don't think you should be out in heat. And I don't think you should be walking all those steps. And I don't
know. And it's very like when you go, you already feel kind of like... Whoa, like because you're so high up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine how much more it was you felt bad.
I remember I had to keep every like, I don't know, 15 minutes. I'm like, I need to sit. Yeah, like I just have to sit.
Yeah, that was
throughout
miserable.
The entire day. We went to Ellis Island. We went on the boat.
Ellis Island was cool. We saw people who watched Challenge and we were
that's funny.
To them.
Yeah.
But
that's funny.
We definitely will never go there again unless for some reason our girls have a field trip there, which probably I'll end up going with them. But oh man,
that's a rough, it's rough. Yeah.
And, like, the steps are so narrow.
Mm-hmm.
The steps are so narrow and just, like, uncomfortable and scary. And you're like, I'm going to fall. Talk about near-death experience.
But, yeah, so I took the line drive off my face. And I never stepped the front of the mound again. What's actually funny, I guess, me and Vince from the team were actually talking about that today over text.
He was there?
No, he wasn't there, but we were talking about it. Because he's like, oh, like, why don't you pitch and this and that?
Sal better watch out. And Vince is coming in hot.
Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I can't. He's like, but he's like, I don't say. He's like, do you not miss it? Do you not miss pitching? And he actually asked me that. I'm like, that's weird. Like, yeah, I do. He's like, because I've never seen you, like, because he said, he's like, in between innings, like, I've never seen you, like, go to the mound, just throw a pitch.
Because you, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, like, all these old pitchers and umpires, like, they're just, as they're walking, they're like, oh, give me the ball and throw.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, do you not miss it? I'm like, no, I actually miss it too much. And if I do that, I'm going to want to pitch again.
Yeah, so you try to just stay away from
it. Yeah, I was like, so if I do it, I'm going to, like, talk myself into pitching again. Like, I can't do it. I told myself I would never step
because
foot around again.
Because if you throw a pitch and it's a good pitch, you're like, oh.
Yes.
I get
and it's funny,
with
he actually asked me that today, that exact that's question. Funny. He's like, do you not miss it? Because I would think you just would throw pitches off the mound for that. And I said, no, I miss it too much. And that's why I won't do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's like, wow. He's like, yeah. He's like, that makes total sense.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So crazy. But yeah, I don't know how many people can say they've taken a line drive off their face, but I.
Not many.
I lived it. I experienced it, and it's not something that was fun or enjoyable.
A pitch right off his face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, baseball is different. These guys throw 100 miles an hour,
and it's baseball. Yeah.
But softballs off bats come off way faster than a softball pitched.
Pitch. Oh, yeah.
You know?
If you get hit in the face with a softball pitched, depending on who's pitching, it could
hurt.
Yeah,
it's going to hurt. I'm
not saying
it's
not going to hurt. But
I don't think it's going to knock you out of a game.
No.
Yeah. Depending how fast. I mean, some of these guys could
get it
up there.
And it depends where it hits you, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get hit in the nose, you know, it's like.
Right. But that, if that hit me in the wrong spot, I legitimately could have died.
I remember sitting for like days, I would like think of it because I saw it happen. I was there.
Mm.
And I know it was scary for you, but it almost might have been as scary for me because I'm watching you.
Oh, I could believe that.
And I'm like, oh my God, his face is going to be destroyed. His nose is going to be broken. It's going to be missing teeth. And I remember just days after it thinking, oh my God, if his head was turned this way or if the ball was an inch lower, it would have hit him in the mouth. His freaking teeth would be gone.
There's actually an article online of a guy getting hit with a line drive and dying on a mound, softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And he, yeah.
It's not.
So.
It's
crazy.
No.
It's no joke.
Yeah.
It's not. And
softball, bro.
Yep. There's actually another time that I was playing and I was going to coach third. And it's so weird. And I'm like, I still always think about this. And I'm like, that was crazy. I remember Bruno was up and he hit a line. I was walking to third base, my back to the thing.
I think I remember this.
And he hit a line drive. And it actually went like by my legs.
Right, right.
I'm like, if that was up like 2 feet higher and hit the back of my head. Like,
oh, you'd be dead.
I would have died. Like, yeah.
The back of the head, that's a
I know.
Sweet spot, but that's
like,
the
kill spot. Like, yeah.
Kill
like,
spot.
I'm like, that's crazy.
You know who actually taught me that?
Costa.
Yes. He did because I took forensic psych with him.
That's funny.
And he was like, that's what you go to. If you're ever getting attacked, you just stab or hit somebody in the back of the head.
Like, that literally could have killed me right there. Yeah. That's crazy. And like, who would think walking to coach third base, like,
that could
you
be
know?
It. But hey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff.
All right, so I have like two more, I think. Let me see.
I don't even know what other ones I have.
One, two,
three more.
Three more.
Go, because I don't know.
Okay, two car ones and one not car one.
Okay, go one
car. So I'll
car.
Do a car, yeah.
Car, no car, car.
So, yeah. So there's a funny car one. I think I'm going to end with that.
Okay.
With the funny one.
Happy note.
Yeah. Whatever. Happier note. So this one, I mean, you know, and I don't want to get too much into this because it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody has, you know, been involved. I would, you know, most people have been involved this, but.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah. But my truck got totaled.
Yes. The same truck where the hood flipped up.
Yeah. On Holland Boulevard in Staten Island on my way to work.
So if you're not familiar, that is the main road that goes across all of
Staten Island. Yeah. It's probably the only road that goes across all of Staten Island.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the only road
that goes from one end, goes from Bay Street, near Bay Street, the water, all the way to the conference house in Cottonville.
So from the Rosanna Bridge to Outer Bridge, the only road that...
Past the Outer Bridge.
But yeah,
You know,
right.
Literally across the whole island.
Yeah. From one to the other. Mm-hmm. And I was driving, I mean, just normal speed, like Holland Boulevard. Yeah, you know. And going down towards Rosanna Bridge, if you're from Staten Island. And out of nowhere, boom, guy runs a stop sign, T-bones me, pushes me to the other side of Highland Boulevard, and my car spins around. Mm-hmm. And if there were, well, there's always other cars coming the other way.
But somehow there wasn't.
During rush hour morning, for that second, it wasn't. And I don't know if it was, I would have been a pinball between cars.
Oh, my God.
And he told him my car.
I remember you calling me. You just dropped me off, because at the time we were living home.
Mm-hmm.
And you dropped me off at my parents. And it happened with, 5 minutes later?
Yep. Yep.
And you called me. You were like, I'm fine. Thank God you started with that. You're like, I'm fine, but I just got into an accident.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, what happened? You're like a guy, and you explained it. I was like, are you kidding me? And then I remember my dad getting mad because I asked him to take me
yeah. 5 minutes from your house.
Like, come on.
Yeah. But yeah, the guy totaled my truck, mm-hmm. pushed me the other side of Highland Boulevard, spun me around, and if cars were coming, I would have hit right into them and just pinballed around, and it was crazy. And I remember calling my job and like, listen, I was in a really bad accident. I'm going to try to get to work when I can. I go in my car, try to move it to the side. It's not drivable. It's totaled.
Yeah, it was totaled. Like the wheel, like where he hit, it like messed up the whole axle, like everything was just destroyed.
So I called my job. I'm like, yeah, there's no way I can come today. And I was pretty banged up anyway. So there was no way I was able to come anyway.
Yeah.
But I was just, you know.
Yeah, you were definitely hurt.
Yeah, I was.
I remember your back was really hard. Bad and your shoulder was really bad.
Yeah, everything. Every part of my body hit the dashboard and the car and the door. And yeah.
All I'm going to say is the guy was driving a Mercedes.
We know how you feel about that.
You know how I feel.
Yeah.
I actually have a story about that, but later. Off air.
Off air, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those.
All right. But we'll save it for the stuff you shouldn't have said.
Yes, exactly.
Episode.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, Austin's calling.
Oh, Austin's calling back. What was it?
Oh, Austin's calling. Yeah. Yo. We're recording a podcast. We were talking about you. We're live.
Okay.
We're talking about the time you got hit.
Yeah, I didn't know you got hit by a car when you were younger.
Did I?
On your bicycle.
I thought it was a car.
Why, what was it?
Wasn't there someone on a bike?
Didn't you break your arm? You got hit by a car, you broke your arm?
No, I fell off my bike.
See, I knew he'd get hit. I would have known that. I told you.
I thought all these years you got hit by a car when you, on your bicycle.
I got hit by a car.
Somebody else hit you with a bike?
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew I would have known if you got hit
by a
car.
Oh, my goodness. All these years I thought you got hit by a car.
I knew you hit into a car.
No, I didn't hit into a car. When?
Yeah, coming down Armstrong.
The park car. That I know about.
Didn't you hit into a park car?
On the corner?
No. Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm at work.
So you drunk?
No, not
coming down Armstrong, didn't you turn the corner and there was a parked car by the stop sign? I mean, not stop sign, the beginning of the block?
If I did, I don't remember.
Yeah, you definitely did. I was there for that.
I remember when I broke my arm, that I remember, because I was coming up, like, Stroud and Freddie Feliciano. I was like, and then he fucking, like, hit me on my bike and, like, I fell and broke my arm.
I thought it was a car that hit you.
No, it was Freddie Feliciano, like, coming up on my side.
Oh, I thought it was a car.
No, it definitely wasn't a car.
Well, there you go.
All right.
I knew it. Any other brain bust this year?
What else? No, wait. There was something else we wanted to ask him. I forget what it is.
And there's another story you got brought up on about.
The pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The pool basketball game.
Which one?
When I hit my head on the... What happened?
At Eagles?
Yeah.
What about it?
When I got slammed into the siding of the pool.
Yeah, the side.
Yeah.
It was like barbarian basketball.
Barbarian basketball, yeah.
Pretty much what it was, yeah.
Oh, God.
Was it a bad hit?
Yeah, it hit out pretty hard. It hit like the corner, not like the raised post or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Barbarian basketball. That's what it was.
That's pretty much what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of animals just fucking running around trying to like dunk each other and drown each other so we can get a basket.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's funny.
Bring all these up.
We're doing an episode on near-death experiences.
Oh, so I was brought up twice?
Yeah.
Actually, more than twice. You were in, like, a lot of the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the one where I was driving to work and I fell off my hands and I fucked up my hands.
I said that.
You spoke about
that one. That was on like Armstrong, and then I walked my bike home with fucking bloody hands.
Yeah, and then remember Greg got mad at you because you were like, I don't know if I can play softball.
Yeah, I think I still played.
You did. You dropped it up. Greg was like, he didn't play. I'm like, he played. I remember he played.
Yeah, I played. But I cut my fucking throat. I have like bandages on my hands.
Yes.
Yeah. We spoke about that.
Yeah.
And then when I broke the collarbone, I'm sure that came up.
The what?
When I broke the collarbone.
Yeah, but that wasn't near death.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was payback. You got Katona.
That's a classic,
Yeah.
I was avenging Katona.
There you go.
Trying to remember the
experiences.
I'm sure you talked about when Maluda drove you to the city.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
You hit the cones.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was like riding down the...
Yes, every cone in the tunnel. I
spoke about skydiving.
Yeah, skydiving. And we spoke about your house with the Jaeger Challenge.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You were on a different level there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the reason you stopped drinking, probably.
I mean,
it slows you down.
Plays into it.
Definitely one of the reasons.
Yeah.
But don't know how I survived that one.
What was the other drink you used to love? Call 43? Was that the other drink?
Call 43? I don't know. Did I?
Yeah, you used to do that. Like, it tasted like fucking like chocolate or something.
Ugh.
You were big on it in AC. I know you would always get it.
Okay.
There was like Call 43 or some shit like that.
To be young.
And stupid.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let us get back to recording.
Bye.
All right, this is a live call-in. All right, bye-bye.
I knew he didn't get hit by a car.
All right.
Although he doesn't remember hitting into a car, so maybe he just doesn't remember.
It was an urban legend.
Yeah, but I knew I would have known that.
Yeah. All right, so what was I just saying?
Oh, I have no idea.
Let me see.
What were you just going to talk about?
Oh, so the car accident we were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. And all right, so
you were
all
banged up and went to the hospital and all that.
Yeah, so all that stuff. They had to ambulance me out of there. Because there was a guy down the road more. He was about to turn the bend before the accident happened. And he said he heard the accident happen. Damn, he didn't see it, but he heard it. He pulled over. He's like, what's going on? And it was all like fluid all over the floor and stuff like that.
Well, actually, the guy in the Mercedes, he was like, I'm sorry. Then the cops came and he tried to tell the cops that you were driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yes.
And the cop was like, whoa. I remember, she was so nice. She's like, whoa. She's like, you could see the fluid in the tire marks. You pushed his car. Like, you were able to see literally your car and the mark from your car going across the road.
Yeah. And he was trying to say I was on the wrong. Well, my car ended up on the wrong side of the road. Right. But that doesn't mean I was driving on the wrong side of the road. Yeah, it's where you pushed me.
Yeah.
And exactly. And all the fluid marks on the ground were able to show that very clearly.
Right.
So, all right. So, two more stories I have.
Okay.
About almost dying.
Okay. Well, I could say one, but I feel like people actually did die doing this, so I always feel bad. But if you listen to our story about our two girls coming into the world, you'll know that it was a crazy pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, I was put into the hospital because I had preeclampsia. And my doctor said that if I would have waited much longer, I could have had a stroke.
Yeah.
Because my blood pressure was so high. And it could have been very bad.
Serious,
Yeah. But I remember that day going into the hospital. Do you remember that? You remember that?
Yeah.
they had to give me, what was it? Oh, what was the freaking vitamin that they gave me? Magnesium? No. I don't know. It was some... Now I don't remember, maybe because I blocked it out of my memory forever. But they gave me something like that, which made me puke everything that I had for the past, like, 3 days up. And then they had to give me all these different, tubes and fluids and all this stuff. And it was just crazy. I remember, I remember it all happening, but I was so out of it and shot that I almost don't remember it.
Oh,
but
it was no joke.
All right, yeah. I remember waking up the next morning, or actually all night, it was just beeping the machine, and I was like, I was so miserable. And I was like, is this what the whole entire stay is going to be? Or however long I'm going to be here? Oh my God, am I going to be okay? The baby's going to be okay? So to me in the moment, I was like, either me or the baby's, is something going to happen to any of us? It's so
definitely scary.
Yeah.
And definitely could go down as a... Yeah, that's
yeah. I mean, if I didn't have my doctor's appointment, the next day. I think I actually had it. So Sunday is when I started to feel a little like weird. And then Tuesday I had my appointment. Or I might have had it that Monday. Like for some reason it was moved to Monday instead of Tuesday. I don't remember. But I feel like if I didn't have it, who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully my doctor made me come every week, for two times every single week.
And if you want to hear all about that, you can go back to June 17th of 2021. Yes. And we break that all down, your entire yes. pregnancy and the birth.
Before it and after it.
Yeah. So check that one out.
Yeah. It's definitely a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was called our realest episode yet. And Olsen's texting me now about how many times backyard wrestling did we almost get seriously hurt.
Oh.
And I said, probably every time. So we had our own backyard federation wrestling.
Yeah, with a weird man from the neighborhood that would come and...
Yeah, commentate and drink.
Yeah.
And he was in his 40s.
He definitely should not have been near children.
Yeah.
But...
And we used ladders and tables and chairs and all that fun stuff. And
I did. We also, I mean, not the way you guys did, but we also did like wrestling. We were big into it. And we would, I pedigreed one of the kids across the street. And then my friends didn't believe that I actually did it. So I did it again. But I actually hurt him the second time I did it. So maybe it was a near-death experience for him. But
yeah, I mean, maybe.
I was always Lita. Like we would always be wrestlers and I was always Lita.
Shawn Michaels, obviously.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. So, two more stories.
Yeah.
So, this one was back to my old stomping ground of where I grew up.
Okay.
On the Loop.
Yes.
I'll say that. And okay. You know the story very well. And this was another night that started Olsen's house and ended at the corner.
Oh.
And one of our friends were getting bullied. And we had enough of it. And we said, that's it. This bullying has to stop tonight.
See, this is old school Staten Island.
Yeah.
Kids aren't like this anymore.
No.
They don't say, come, let's settle this.
Yeah. So the people bullying our friend, who I'm not going to say who, but we have spoken about and actually had on the podcast.
We did.
As a guest. And I'm not going to say who it was, but he was getting phone calls from these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And... we took the phone and said, enough is enough. This is stopping tonight. If you guys want to settle this, this is where we are. Let's end this. Put an end to it.
Right.
So, like, okay, we're coming there.
Mm-hmm.
So, they call about a half hour later, and they said, we're 5 minutes away. And we didn't want them coming to
Olsen's house. I love how Olsen's it's like an house. Update. Like, hey, I'm five minutes away. See you soon.
They said, well, 5 minutes away, and we're coming. And we didn't want to go to Olsen's house.
Right,
we didn't want them to know where they lived. So we said, all right, we'll meet you on the corner. So one, two, three of us go. Not Olsen, but me and two others
mm-hmm.
go down to the corner.
You were in a swim, correct?
Yes. So this is right after maybe 3 months after I shattered my shoulder and broke my clavicle and separated every part of my shoulder.
Yes.
And I'm in a sling. And listen, I wasn't going to fight anybody. I was just going to be like, listen,
settle it.
Leave the kid alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just stop. You know, like, you know, stop bullying this kid.
Right.
He was a friend of ours. He was younger. And we're at the corner and we're waiting, you know, a couple minutes and they haven't showed up. And we're like, all right, maybe they're not really coming.
Mm-hmm.
So after a couple minutes, Joey Caps comes.
Yeah.
You know, he's like,
I feel bad.
Yeah. He's like, let me just see what's going on. So he takes his car and pulls up to us and he's talking to us. He's like, you know, maybe they're not coming, whatever, everything good. We're like, I don't know, maybe they're not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of standing around waiting. Next thing you know, a glass bottle gets thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn around, and there's like 8, 9, 10 people with bats and chains.
Oh my God, and it's sticks. Like the Warriors.
Yeah, and they're coming to us. And I'm like, oh man. And another bottle gets thrown.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, shoot, what do we do? So there's...
I'd run.
three of us and Joey Caps in his car. These kids go to the car, Joey Capp's car, with the baseball bats, start teeing off on his car, smashing his car with these bats. The windshield, the window, the side view mirror, they broke off. Like,
God.
So Joey Capp just hits the gas and takes off.
I mean, yeah, what else? What are you going
to
do?
And the next morning, he told his parents that, you know what he told his parents next morning? Yeah,
that
go ahead, if you want to say
it. Yeah, that he came out, he went to the movies.
And he came out of the movie theater. And
you know what's funny, though, is I was just talking about this movie theater because this movie theater got Oh, I don't know if he said it was this one.
Yeah, I don't know if he said a certain movie theater, but...
Well, yeah. Never mind.
So he said he went to the movie theater and he came out and somebody must have hit this car, thinking it was somebody else's car with a bat. He was like, oh, somebody confused my car. If our kid came
home and told me that BS, I'd be like, yeah, shut up. What did you do?
Oh, his car was dented and broken windshield and broken side view mirror and all that. So he drives off and now it's me and two other people. I'm in a sling and these kids are obviously drunk and all that stuff. And they come up to us and, you know, they're talking all this smack. And this is a true story. One of them pull out a gun.
Oh, my God.
And point the gun to us. And we're like, yo, like, relax. We're not here to fight. Like, if we're here to fight, there's more than three of us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's three of us. Yeah,
and,
I'm in a sling.
And three in a, yeah.
Yeah. One in a what sling. Are we doing? You know, we're just coming to be like, yo, just relax. So we're talking the kids down and eventually, whatever, we start talking and we... You know, what are we going to do? There's eight of them with bats and a gun and chains and all this stuff and bottles. And we start walking away. And next thing you know, one of the kids pulled the trigger of the gun and it's a BB gun. So the other person that we're with goes nuts when he finds out it's a BB gun. Yeah. And he's like, you bring a BB gun to a fight? And he starts going nuts. And then a fight breaks out and they're hitting him. He gets hit with a wrench in his head.
Oh, my God.
The lady at whose house is in front of... Well, it's, like, at the corner, but he hears all this commotion.
Right.
And she starts yelling, I'm calling the cops, I'm calling the cops. So she calls the cops. They run off. They actually found these kids in their trucks with all these weapons and stuff.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah. And it was crazy. But, listen, at the time, I never met these kids in my life before this. I don't know who they are. All I know is that they were drunk and they pulled out a gun. And I don't know what's going on.
I'd be like,
I don't know who these kids are.
Well, Mom, I'm coming.
Yeah, like, I don't know who these kids are, what they're capable of, what they, you know. And I'm not going to say what if the gun is real or not. You know, I'm like, okay, like, relax. We're not looking to fight. We just want this to end.
Oh, goodness.
And, yeah, it was craziness. So that was fun. A nice
old
school street fight.
You know, there was... Street fight, talking about that. I remember years ago, it was on Halloween. I was young, but my sister was older. And same kind of thing, someone was bullying one of their friend's little brother or sister, I forget. I think it was sister. And my sister, and about, I'm not even, like, I wish I could get my friend, like, my friend from growing up on, just to be like, yeah, this really happened. It was Halloween, we, like, done trick-or-treating, we're sitting on my friend's stairs, and you just see... my sister and about maybe like 40 of her friends. And they just come walking down the block because now her other friend lived, everyone lived like on the same like block growing up. But, and they just walk and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? She tells me. So I'm like, well, that's crazy. I was like, well, no one's ever going to bully me. But I remember that was crazy. Yeah. I felt bad for whoever that person was, but it was kind of this, like, it was kind of a thing. Like they were all going there to just prove a point. Like, right. Stop. Like,
yeah,
stop.
They
were going to fight, like, a little kid or whatever it was. I don't know how old the person was, but I'll never forget that. And for some reason, I remember it was Halloween. I don't know why either, but...
Yeah. I mean, these are the details you remember.
Right.
So, all right. Final one. Do you have any other ones? Because this is my final one on the list. And this is, I guess, this story's a little more, like, I don't know, funnier than, you know...
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But you were involved in this and part of it.
Okay.
And we went to California.
Oh, my goodness. This was the most dangerous thing we've ever done. Forget about skydiving.
And we were going to Hollywood.
We were.
And we took a night flight.
Yeah.
And we landed. It was like...
2 a.m. there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's 5 a.m. for us. It's 2 a.m. there. At that point...
Was that red eye, right? When you go overnight?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to sound cool.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can technically consider it
I have no idea. I don't know. Whatever. It was overnight.
And yeah, we landed like 2 a.m. And at that point, for whatever reason, there was like no more taxi cabs. It was weird. These were days before Uber, before Lyft.
Yes.
And even like, I think it was like the start of smartphones maybe, but it wasn't like what it is today.
No, right. Where everything is just right there on your phone.
Mm-hmm. And there was no like Waze. There was none of that stuff. And it's like 2 a.m. We're like, what are we going to do? I guess we should have to wait till like I don't know, the morning when taxi right. cabs, like, show up.
Yeah, so we actually ended up asking someone, like, what do we do? And they're like, well, I forget. He was, I think he said something like, no, there's no more. You have to wait something.
He like, yeah, or he, like, overheard us talking to somebody.
Yeah.
He was like, well, where are you guys going?
Yes, yes.
And we said, oh, we're going to our friend. Our friend was bartending at Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, and Planet Hollywood?
One of those, yeah. And we're like, oh, we're going there. And he's like, well, I'll drive you there.
And we were like, are you sure?
Yeah, and we're like, you know, how much? He's like, no, don't worry about it.
And we're like, he was like, I'm going. And he said wherever he was going. And it must have been in like.
Yeah, we're not familiar with that area. No. We don't know what he's talking about.
So it must have been somewhere in the direction of where we were going.
I would think. I don't know. Yeah. And we're like, yeah. He's like, yeah, just come on. I'll drive you.
So then we had to go to like the parking lot.
Yeah. And we had to like take a bus to the parking lot.
Yeah, you have to take a shuttle. And then we get to the parking lot. He's like, oh, you put your luggage here. So we're putting it in, whatever, in his car. And we're like, oh, hi. Like you know, want to introduce ourselves.
Just my making name's small Greg talk,
and
yeah.
And he was like, oh, my name's Jackie. And I'm like, oh, he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, it's actually funny. He's like, everyone, you know, here says, my name's Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. That's like what he told us his name was.
Yes. And he was like, oh, yeah. And we're like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, I know everyone says whatever. And we're like, Jackie Chan? Like, is that really his name? Like, you know? Yeah. And I remember we were sitting in the back seat. He was driving.
Mm-hmm. And then he was like, didn't seem bad, but like, he was taking some, like a shady route to get there.
Yeah, but he probably knew shortcuts.
I know. But then there was some points where I'm like,
he's going to pull over and kill us.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this seems kind of strange the way he's going, because like, I've been to California before, not many times.
And it's all like highway.
Yeah, and I'm like, I would know if this is the way we took.
And then there was one point
airport
where we passed, it looked like downtown LA. Mm-hmm. But downtown LA is different from where we were going.
Yeah, so it looked like we were where we were supposed to be.
And then you passed just, it.
Yeah, passed and kept driving somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, maybe he's trying to like bring us somewhere and, you know, like who knows? Like, yeah.
It's funny, we like had a conversation. If anybody watches How I Met Your Mother that's listening, you know what I mean. It's like we had a conversation without even talking. We like looked at each other. No, I don't even think we looked at each other, but it was one of those things like, yeah, something's up.
Yeah. And again, it was like before GPS is on the phone, before yes. Waze.
So we couldn't even check.
So I would like thrown it into Waze yes. and be like, oh no, this is the direction that we're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then part of me was like, all right, so if we really go down, like I was sitting behind him. If we really go down like a shady road and it's like pitch black, I'm just not swinging.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to like, I don't know, because it's weird. Like, I don't know. And like, his name is Jackie Chan. Like we don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's bringing us just to rob us because we have all our suitcases and luggage and who knows. And maybe that's what he does. Maybe he just finds people in the airport at 2 a.m. and brings them to, you know.
Not from here.
Yeah, his people and who knows. But
with all this freaking, what is it, sex trafficking now.
Right.
I would never.
Mm-hmm. But he wound up being the nicest guy.
He dropped us off. We said we wanted to give him money. And he said, Wouldn't take it. We said, please come in. We'll get you food.
Yes, because our friend was bartending. Yes. I said, we'll get food. We'll get drinks. You know, come hang out and come eat. No. Enjoy your time. And that was it. And
that
he left
it.
Us,
he
dropped
left.
Us off and left. And
I literally, after we were like, that was the strangest ride we've ever. And it's one of those things where like, you can't, I mean, we are right now, but it's like, you can't even tell anyone because they won't understand or really believe, you know.
Right, but we legitimately hitchhiked.
We did.
Kind of.
I mean, it's like the,
we did,
modern
hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. Right.
But then I thought, this guy, that's a near-death experience for him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be giving these random people.
No.
Right. Rides. Like, you don't know what they're going to do. They could have killed him.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
So, there's no way to find out unless he listens to the podcast. So, Jackie Chan, if you're listening, hit us up.
Right. I almost want to, like... But I'm sure if we search Jackie Chan, it's going to be way...
Yeah, no. There's no way we can track him down. But, all right. We got to cut this here. It is midnight. Yes. And
this was a long episode.
This was a very long episode. We haven't done this long an episode in a long time.
This was actually more fun to talk about than I thought.
Yeah. Then it was more fun to talk about than to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, for sure.
All right. Well, that's it. We are going to end it here. Super long, but hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, if you... were a part of our lives during any of these moments, hit us up. We'd love to hear
there's some people who were.
Yes. So we'd love to hear your side of it. And if you have any near-death experience yourself, let us know, because I'm sure we'd enjoy hearing about it.
Yeah.
And we're not the only ones who have one life left to live.
I have more than one. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do. That's about it for me. I need to level up somehow and get some mushrooms from Super Mario Brothers.
Get some extra lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I got to go find 100 coins in Sonic.
Yes.
All right. So that's that.
That's that.
Hit us up. Let us know. And we love hearing from you guys. So, once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I'm Alex.
All right. So, hit us up, and until next time, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.